She's April.
And she's Molly.
And we are
the Book Besties.
Possibly, perhaps, just change a few terms you know are going to be difficult for us.
And I lived in the UK.
Using the faulty medical system and knowing that the doctor does not have a lot of time.
You can't have this unrealistic shit.
This was fine, but what's it missing?
In a book where two gay men fall in love, one falls for the pussy.
This is the bullshit flag. We're gonna fly that. Better, better, better. Hello!
Oh, man. Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride! Hello, my lovies. Even if you're in the closet, you can still celebrate. Just do it quietly.
Even if you're an ally, you can still celebrate.
Yes. Yes, this is our month, gang. It's for all of us to remember where we came from, where we're going, and what we need to do.
I always thought like the A stood for ally, but does it stand for asexual now? Is there still a letter for ally?
I think that's why we've added the plus, right? Because like there's just so many letters now that like we've run out of space on the header.
Mm. Okay.
You know, because we'd become a run-on sentence eventually.
Mm-hmm.
We would become a run-on sentence eventually. So we are really close to the end of summer here. We're getting really close to the end of the school year here.
Yeah, us too. House. I think the boys have just a couple weeks left. Sammy's birthday's this week.
We're due for, what is it, like 8 more school days? 5 more school days? I don't know, something weird like that.
I think the kids still have a couple of weeks. We get out late here, but we don't start until after Labor Day.
Right.
So.
I broke a hose today. Trying to fill the pool for Matt. Mm. Like, you know, like the little knob things to turn the hose on.
My brain reset and I was trying to think hoe. Like a hoe for the garden. And I was like, but she said a hose. So that has to be water. And so, my brain just reset.
In your defense, I've been talking a lot about my garden lately.
You have.
I've been talking a lot about my garden lately. I've been working hard on it. And I've actually, been able to, do things outside. Which has been, a huge accomplishment for me.
Mm-hmm.
Huge for me. So I sent a picture to group chat yesterday where I was able to clear a good section of ground coverage that we've had in the pool area, which I have not been able to work on in a long time.
I could never do that these days.
No.
I'm really proud of you.
Unfortunately.
I went to the ortho surgeon for follow up after they've tried all these other things, and now I'm having surgery over the summer.
I am just glad he's finally I guess, yeah, we have to.
Yeah, I mean, at least I won't miss any episodes. Like, I took off some time this season, and because we don't film over the summer, it should be fine. But, Nurse Katie and I are still going to do Smut Girl Summer.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm in a lot of pain today because I just saw him a few days ago and he poked. Like, is this where it hurts?
No.
How about here? How about here?
I hate when
How about we that. Just assume that all of the places are where it hurts and you stop poking me, dude?
Yeah, seriously. So we just celebrated our 17 year wedding anniversary.
That's so cool. We're about to celebrate 14.
Nice. Matt scheduled massages and a nice afternoon out. And my masseuse was like an OG Asian lady who's like climbing on the bed, like rubbing into you kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, you're so tense. I'm like, no, my body's made that way. I'm not tense. That's just me being broken. And like, she's like, you sit wrong. You do this wrong. She's just telling me everything I'm doing wrong. And as she's doing it, she's doing all this hard pressure. I have bruises. Head to toe bruises.
Why didn't you tell her it was too hard?
Because it didn't hurt. It felt great. Because she's working out all these inflammation muscles. Like, I get really bad inflammation in my forearms. Like, I get knots in my forearms. I have a massive bruise here from her. I get inflammation and issues of tension on the outsides of my knees. So she had to work out those. Like, it's stupid, weird places. It's so dumb. It's so dumb. So, since we are celebrating Pride. Happy Pride, y'all. Happy Pride, y'all.
Yeah, we're going to do three queer books this month. And we're going to start with this one right here. 10 Things That Never Happened by Alexis Hall, who is the author of the Boyfriend Material series that we read in our first Pride month. We read the first Boyfriend Material. We loved it. Husband Material. Did you read the sequel, Husband Material?
I never got to Husband Material.
So I read it. It was not as good. I was super disappointed in the ending.
Really?
But the third book in that series, I think it's called Father Material, comes out maybe this year or soon-ish. But this is a new series, 10 Things That Never Happened. And there will be some crossover between the two because they both take place in London and, you know,
yeah,
and stuff. So would you like a synopsis?
I would love a synopsis.
All right. Sam is the manager of a bed and bath wholesale retailer in Sheffield. Jonathan Forrest, the owner of the company, has decided that Sam is ineffective at his job. While Jonathan requires Sam to come to London to shadow him, things take a nasty tumble into a shower display. Jonathan may have caused Sam's concussion by firing Sam and his entire staff and then backing him into a shower. But Sam has taken the accident one step further by convincing Jonathan that not only does Sam have a concussion, he also has amnesia. Based on the recommendation of the super busy NHS, Sam becomes a live-in guest in Jonathan's over-the-top mansion in London, where he continues to fake amnesia in an effort to convince Jonathan to let him and his staff keep their jobs. Over the course of a fortnight, Sam has seen a new side to Jonathan, met his family, and helped plan the annual Christmas party for the entire company. But when Sam kisses Jonathan, their relationship begins to shift. Real feelings develop, and Sam begins to realize that faking amnesia was a bad call.
Just maybe.
Just a little bit.
Just possibly. Just all a right. smidge.
Well, so let's jump into the questions because I know we both have a lot of feelings about this book.
I have so many words.
So many words. Good, because we have to fill an hour of content. We read Boyfriend Material by Alexis Hall in season 2. We both really liked that one. How did you feel this one holds up?
I do not feel like this was written by the same person.
I completely agree with you.
Other than the cover, they have nothing in common. There is nothing in common other than the fact that the same person that wrote that book and the other book have their name on the cover, and the cover have the same color style theme. Yep. That's the only thing in common.
Yep.
Oh, and our characters are queer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Other than that, I thought this was a new author to Pod. I'm not even gonna lie. You could have taken, I could have listened to this book straight with no, title or author name, and I'd be like, who's this new author?
Right.
Yeah.
And, in Boyfriend Material, you have two people who, they're fake dating, which is a trope I love, and they care about each other. They have a history that isn't built on, they have, it's enemies to lovers fake dating, but these two, their history is different. I got the impression from reading it that Jonathan was a lot older than Sam.
Yeah.
But they're the same age, and it's weird, and I don't think these two would ever like each other, and I do feel like Boyfriend Material, I feel like that relationship progressed naturally. I feel like we knew that one of the characters always thought the other character was pretty cute and, had asked him out once before. In this, I never got the point. Even when Sam kisses them, I'm like, what's happening?
Weird.
They're not, why would they be into each other? They're not into each other.
This storyline doesn't feel 100% thought out.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't. It feels like he fell asleep with Overboard on one night and was just like, you know what? I love Goldie Hawn. Let's honor her and give her a film she'll love, a book she'll love.
And this is Overboard.
It definitely references Overboard. Yeah. But, that's the extent of, I like him as a writer. This does not take away from his skill. his mm-hmm. his talent or his ability. Mm-hmm. I just don't think this was the story, man. Mm-hmm. This was not the story.
This was not the story to follow up the hugely successful boyfriend material. No. Now, Alexis Hall also writes historical romance. Mm-hmm. And that's not all queer, I don't think. No. But I could be wrong about that.
I'll look.
But this was, boyfriend material was like hugely successful. It was a commercial hit in the U.S. It was TikTok famous and right. Bookstagram famous. And so, yeah. So to follow up with this, and this is the start of the next series. Like, I just was like, what is this?
It felt, no, it is queer.
All of it is?
All of his work is queer.
Okay. I just remember seeing a cover of like someone in a very
Something Fabulous is definitely
Yeah, but there's like
A Lady for a Duke is straight, it looks like.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Something Spectacular looks like it's queer.
Glitterland is queer.
Mm-hmm. It's like like we have everybody, allies included, in his Alexis Hall's list.
Yeah.
But
so I wanted to like this, Molly. I really did.
I did too.
We were both excited for it to be on pod because we liked boyfriend material so much.
I was when you added him, I was like, cool. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for this. I was really excited. And I honestly thought this was husband material. I was like, yes, I didn't get a chance to read this last year. And then I was like, oh, it's a different Alexis Hall. Cool. Mm-hmm. And then
I didn't hit. Let's go into the second question, because this is a part of the reason for me why it didn't hit, which is this book is very British. Like, there are dialects mentioned and directions and geography and neighborhoods that are things that we just don't really know as Americans. And so what did you think about that?
Okay. If I have to Google.
Mm-hmm.
If I have to Google.
Mm-hmm.
I am out of your world.
Mm-hmm.
I am not in your world. And the fact that very early they were talking about, I don't even know what the phrasing was, but it was like some sort of breakfast hash, something and something, right? Mm-hmm. They call it something and something. And I was like, okay, this is weird. Why are we making this huge cold conversation about breakfast hash? And like, they spend a lot more time talking about things I wouldn't think British people talk about. It was very British. It was very British. It was very British.
Yeah.
Very British.
And I lived in the UK I lived in Britain for 6 months.
For a hot minute.
So yeah. I did know some of the references, but like, not a lot. Yeah. I mean, it was very hard. British. And to be fair, the author is British. It takes place in Britain. Like, it's okay that it's British. I just felt like this one didn't translate to an American audience as
Here's the thing. If we can change Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone to Harry Potter and whatever, because like they changed the title of Harry Potter for mm-hmm. the Americans. If we can just smidge some titles, maybe if you're going to try to sell internationally to one of the biggest reading markets in the world, who is English speaking like you, but also has a different dialect in English, possibly, perhaps, just change a few terms you know are going to be difficult for us.
I mean, I would have been okay with the terminology. It was the dialects and
it was excessive.
And the geography and the things that, like, it just didn't translate to me.
Mm-mm. It was excessive. And there mm-hmm. was a lot of time wasted on things that didn't make sense to me. So
it reminded me of when we read What an Aisling.
Yes. Yes. Aisling or Aisling.
Yeah. I thought it was Aisling is how you say her name. Yeah, it was Aisling. Like, to me, that was an example of that, where it just didn't quite translate. We couldn't really grasp all the humor in that.
No, and we couldn't get, like, I get the humor. I get the cutesiness. I get the family camaraderie. I get all that stuff. But, like, it's just, it fell flat for me in so many ways that his writing is usually much more like defined for me, and I give him usually fours, fives, but this is a solid three for me.
It was,
and I struggled to give him that.
Mm-hmm. It was a three for me too, which is brings me my next point. Fake amnesia. Does this concept work?
This storyline was not thought out.
Not at all.
This storyline was not thought out at all. Like, I get in the UK, things aren't sold the same as in here, but you're telling me they sell shower curtains, towels, bathtubs, and mattresses in the same store?
That would happen, though.
Would it?
IKEA.
Okay, IKEA. You're right. IKEA. Okay. I was thinking more like Bed Bath & Beyond kind of thing.
I thought it was basically like an IKEA, but a local.
I was picturing like Lowe's with extra stuff or like that kind of thing. And I was struggling for placement of that, so that didn't help. And then I was just struggling with setting in general for this. And wait, what was the question? Oh my God.
Fake amnesia.
Does this
concept work?
So then, using the faulty medical system and knowing that the doctor does not have a lot of time and like, that was clever.
Yeah.
I will give the author that. But fake amnesia.
My issue with it.
In this day and age, it just doesn't.
My issue with it was Jonathan is a smart guy.
He's really smart.
He's a self-made millionaire.
And you're telling me he didn't notice?
Private school and went to good colleges, and he just didn't know that amnesia didn't work like that?
Bullshit. This is the bullshit flag. We're going to fly that because, no.
It's absolute ridiculousness.
Ridiculous.
And there's no way in hell that Sam would have moved in with him. Nobody's contacted Sam, and at one point Jonathan starts to worry, like, why isn't anybody worried about you?
Why don't you have people?
Right.
Well, I don't fucking know. You didn't go through his phone.
Right. Like, that's what I was gonna say. You open his phone, who's the most contacted, ship him back to Sheffield, and those people can take care of
him. Right. Like, come on. Like,
none of this made sense. And then towards the end, when they have their third act breakup, and Sam goes and stays at Jonathan's parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No.
No, it just doesn't, it's too unrealistic.
Yeah.
It's too unrealistic.
Even we have read some really unrealistic books. But when you are a fiction book that is meant to be realistic fiction, you can't have this unrealistic shit.
This is too unrealistic. You're trying, it's just, this man is a multimillionaire. This man is smarter than most of his family. This man has plotted and planned his whole life, and you're telling me he falls for a fake amnesia storyline?
It's never, never, never.
Or you're telling me that he is so consumed with his work that he's never noticed anything.
Nope.
I call bullshit.
Yep. All right, the book is essentially enemies to lovers, like boyfriend material. However, in this book, it takes a very long time to get a kiss. And even then, there isn't a relationship truly formed until the very end. Was this slow burn worth the wait?
No.
I agree.
No. They either should have had more sexual chemistry and tension from the beginning, or they should have just been long friends. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There was no... The only, like, the first time we got hints they might be, like, close to getting flirty is when What's-His-Face's parents are like, are you dating?
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time we all were like, the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
Like,
just because they're two gay men and they're in the same house doesn't mean that they're together.
No. That's not how any of this works. Not how any of this works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Yeah, I also did not think it was worth the wait. We don't get sex in this book, and I don't mind that. I don't mind there being a slow burn that doesn't end with sex.
This book didn't need sex.
No, but it needed more chemistry than what it had.
There's no chemistry.
No chemistry. I don't believe these two at all. The first time that Jonathan tells Sam not to leave, I'm like, why would you want him to stay? Like, you like, seem to enjoy your solitary life in your big ass house.
I honestly think he was only in love with the cat anyway. Like, I think the only reason he really wanted him to stay originally was because he didn't want to lose the cat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he liked having a companion that wasn't the walls.
Yeah.
And you're trying to tell me even this woman, I don't know if this is about to come up, but you're telling me even the what's the house cleaner was like siding with him and helping him hide this?
Yeah, no.
No.
It's ironic that in a book where two gay men fall in love, one falls for the pussy.
You really wanted to tell that joke, didn't you?
I really did.
You really wanted to tell that joke.
Did it work?
It works.
Okay.
It works.
That was one of my notes. I came up with that cleverly on the fly. Yeah, so I don't think this was worth the wait either.
No.
All right, so there's a large cast of characters in this book, including the Sheffield Branch staff and Jonathan's family. Do you think Alexis Hall did a good job balancing the side characters with the main story?
No!
I was actually more interested in the side characters.
I was more interested in his family
mm-hmm.
stories, and I was more interested in the Sheffield Branch than I was interested in the two male characters.
Yeah, me too.
There was more interesting, like, it feels like those people were more developed than the main characters.
Yeah. I want those stories. Although I will say that one of the Sheffield Branch, the one that kept like spilling everything and like destroying all the property, he reminded me of the character in Boyfriend Material.
Ryan.
He reminded me of that character, or was it Brian?
I want to say Brian.
They're the main one of those characters, side characters in Boyfriend Material, who like worked in the office with the main mm-hmm. guy, and he like was marrying some like.
Yeah.
Penelope Featherington. I don't know. It was something like crazy. And he was really dumb. Like,
yes.
They were like the same character.
Right. Like, I know what you're talking about. The guy that was like super stupid, but was like always was getting married to like one of the smartest people on the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were both like titled.
Yes. Yes. And it's like she's got Penelope's six names. Penelope's six names you're talking about.
Is that what her name was, or was that the character from The Royal We?
God damn it, there's too many of them. Moving on! But it's just, I was more interested in the family. I was more interested, mm-hmm. and they were a character as a group, right? Mm-hmm. They were a character as a group, not a character mm-hmm. as... separate entities. Same right. with the Sheffield Branch. The Sheffield Branch was a character as a group. Mm-hmm. And we didn't get enough time with either of those groups
yeah.
where we got to know them well.
Right.
It's not like when we read the holiday one where she kept going back in time.
One day in December?
That. No. Nope.
She did go back in time. That was...
I'm talking about? Like, she kept reliving the same day. Like, the Groundhog Day one. Fuck. Katie's going to be listening to this and be like, I cannot believe you two don't remember this book. Okay.
Well, the opposite of always was the guy kept repeating the same day, but I don't think that's one you're thinking of.
No. It was a holiday book where her family.
In the holidays.
There it is. Okay.
By Christina Loren.
Christina. Oh my God. We suck. Sorry, Christina Loren. We read a lot of books in our defense gang.
Right.
And I'm like writing books
at once.
And I'm writing while I'm trying to create fiction while reading mm-hmm. other people's fiction. It's not like we have free time. So what was I saying?
I have no fucking idea.
The characters. I know. Okay. So like, in Christina Loren's book,
mm-hmm.
there was Anna Holidays had a massive group of characters.
Yeah.
A huge, big family.
Yeah.
And each one was distinct. You recognized each family member in that book. You knew who they were mm-hmm. as soon as we started talking about them. Even though they weren't always in the scenes.
Yeah.
This needed that. This needed that. Especially so how unfulfilled our main characters were.
Yeah.
We needed more development.
It was almost like he tried to fill out the character of Jonathan's dad by giving that backstory of, like, Jonathan's dad lost his job and Jonathan spent his life trying to be the opposite of his dad. But it just wasn't developed enough, probably because the book was told from Sam's point of view and not Jonathan's.
So I wonder if we'd get a different POV.
If he would have alternated POVs between Sam and Alexis, which didn't he do that with boyfriend material? Okay, now I have to check.
He did. I want to say he did.
By the way, for those of you watching online, since Molly said the coloring scheme was the same, this is the two books side by side, Boyfriend Material and 10 Things That Never Happened. But I want to say no. It looks like they're all from...
No.
They're all from Luke's point of view. Not Oliver's.
Really? Why did I think Oliver did talk in that?
Yeah, I don't know, because I thought so too.
I don't know. It's been a while. I can't help it. My brain don't work all the time.
2022 is when we did this one.
Couple years ago.
We're finishing season 6. This was from season 2. Wow. Oh my gosh, wow. Molly. Side note, I know we can't talk about all of it right now, but season 7 is going to be our fucking amazing. Greatest season. It's going to be our greatest season. The things Emma. That we have planned, I can't, like...
Oh, I just gotta let... And I just confirmed November.
I know. I know you did.
I just confirmed November. We're teasing, guys.
And
we're
We have something every single month from September to December. Well, August, technically, because one of those things has to happen in August.
I think it's epic. It's a good
It's going to be our best season.
100%.
You're going to want to read along with that season. You're going to want to check our website and social media so that you can actually...
You know, we'll do our damnedest to get... the solid schedule up before the season releases this year. We'll do our damnedest. I make
Well, we won't promises. Be able to do December because we have to.
Yes. Well, I mean, ahead of time.
Yeah. All right. So, while we're talking about all this large cast of characters, what the fuck are you doing?
I took my pride flag and made a magic wand with my hair clippies from last week. It's called ADHD. Do you like it? It's a prank.
I love you.
Thank you.
You bring joy to my sorrow.
who could tell that I was 40 years old and still play like a toddler sometimes?
It's fair. Yesterday, Tom and I were scrolling through TikTok together. Like, we were watching the same videos on my phone. And mm-hmm. this one came up, and it was these two sounds, like, mixed together. And it was like, if you have ADHD. And I was like, this is awful. This gives me a headache. And so I changed the video, and I was like, wait, does that mean I have ADHD or I don't have ADHD? And Tom goes, it means that at one time you had a concussion, and now your brain doesn't function properly. And I was like, I have a headache.
You're like, I've had a couple of those, maybe.
I have had a couple concussions, too, actually.
Girl!
the most recent one, the one that I had in 2022, actually, I still have issues from that one. And all I did was fall backwards in a chair!
Our lives are interesting, shall we say.
It's the difference between being in your... 20s and being in your 40s.
Right.
All right. So let's talk about the audiobook narrator, Will Watt. I think he did a fantastic job making the accents accessible to American readers. I also really liked his voice. And when I was reading the physical book, I could still hear him. Like, because I did dual reading with this. So what were your thoughts on him?
He made it very authentic. It didn't feel like they were fake. Definitely can. I mean, I am not an expert on accents by any means, but right. I can tell when an American is faking a British accent or yeah. someone else is faking a British accent. This man was not faking anything.
Mm-mm.
Except no, his but it wasn't from this even, book, maybe.
It wasn't even just him not faking accents.
Come on, that was a good one.
What'd you say?
I said the only thing he was probably faking was his joy for this book, probably.
The it wasn't just that he could sound British. It was that he could sound like he was from these specific areas.
Yes. Like he knows the dialects.
Yeah, exactly. There is an author's note in here at the front that says, I'm aware that a lot of readers are international and therefore might not be super familiar with specific UK dialects. So like he knew.
Right. He knew.
The narrator of the book. Of this book is from Liverpool, and in my head his narration has a noticeable Scouse accent. If you want to know what that sounds like, check out Wayne Rooney, Celia Black, Mel C, or the Vivian. To me, I just thought he sounded like the Beatles.
Yeah, that by elves,
because that's the Liverpool accent I know. I never knew that Mel C from Spice yeah. Girls was
yeah she gets real cogny. You'll notice, like, when she, like...
But that's that's London. Cockney right. is London.
Right, right.
Well, anyway, I really liked him. I feel like if you're somebody that listens to this podcast and you uh-huh. haven't read the book, and you think audiobook. That you may want to read this one, you need to do it as an audiobook. Because the Agreed. Physical book is just really not accessible to those of us that are...
No.
Outside the UK. And I will say, we do have fans in the UK. We have a few yeah. listeners in England.
Hillary's in Ireland.
But that's not the UK.
That's not the UK. I was just saying Hillary's in Ireland because I gotta include my Hillary.
She schooled me on that because part of Ireland is part of the UK, but not all.
My kid was on with her kid this morning because it's Saturday, and Saturdays is for calling internationally.
Okay.
They FaceTime for hours. Piper will be on with Courtney from the time she gets up till one of them has to go do whatever is required of them. It'll be 5+ hours of them just catching up.
Well, with the time difference, if Piper called when she woke up,
yeah,
they could potentially talk until what's her friend's name?
Junior. It's Courtney Junior. She's Courtney Edmondson
and she
Jr.
could be going to bed. That would yeah. just be oh, 5 hours.
Oh, I will be Piper will be on the phone with her at night at 7. I'm like, Courtney Edmondson, you go to bed right now, young lady. She's like, right. I'm tired. I want to talk to Piper. I miss her. And like, it's like, come on, guys. I know you guys have been besties since, like, you were 6, but can you just sleep?
I mean, to be fair, you and I video chat every week as well.
Yes, but we do it responsibly and within our sleeping parameters.
Do we? There have been a few times that I have wanted to fall asleep during a
sleep. Oh, you have been so fucking punchy on here. So fucking punchy.
We really should do an episode where we're both.
We gotta do it with when we're neither of us are hosting.
That would be like the worst trick to pull on Katie if we were both stoned and made her host.
First girls trip. That'll be our
she'll
our,
be like, our, what the fuck?
Now we just told her about it.
True.
Fair. On camera. Pair. So congratulations, Katie. You are going to be ruining Stony at night.
All right. This book is the first in a new series by Alexis Hall. Do you think you will read the others in this series?
In this series specifically by him? Them? No.
It is a no. him. He his pronouns are he, him.
Okay. I will not be reading Alexis Hall this series again. I will probably go back to, if I do pick up Alexis Hall, it will be in the boyfriend material series. Mm-hmm.
I think I will.
This series?
Yeah. But it would really depend on which characters he follows next. If he's following these same two characters, like he did the boyfriend material to husband material, like if the next book in this series is about them, then I don't care. Because I don't believe them as a couple.
But do you know who my favorite character was in this book?
If it's like a standalone series kind of thing, I would do it. Yeah. Who is your favorite character?
The cat.
Oh. I honestly, my favorite character was his mom. Was Jonathan's mom. Just, she was just so funny.
They were all, like, his, Jonathan's family and was hilarious.
Yeah.
Jonathan's yeah. family was hilarious.
Yeah.
That's where all the humor came from in this book.
Yeah, 100%. All right, this book is set at Christmas time, which is the busy season in retail, but also in families. Would this book work at another time of year?
I might have gotten more in the spirit if it was, if we did read it in Christmas, maybe? I don't know. We really don't really touch on it. I did find the scene where they're like fighting with, again, this is the family though, mm-hmm. fighting with the tree. And like, mm-hmm. they're like, okay, we're just going to cut it up and put it in different parts of the house.
That was fucking hilarious.
That was hilarious.
The one scene in this book where I felt like Jonathan and Sam had a real connection was when Jonathan bought Sam an ornament to go on the tree.
Yeah.
Because that was a family tradition. That was the one time that I felt like, oh, okay, they do have a connection.
But again, that felt like friendship.
Right.
It just felt not, like they were building a friendship.
Yeah, this not them time, together. No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
No.
Zero zilch nada.
I don't think I would have, like, reading this book at Christmas wouldn't have made it any better for me. But I don't
I'm willing to give it a try.
But I don't feel like the story itself would have worked at any other time of year.
No. It's not like it had, like, in a holidays or, like, where it's the theme, right? We have definitely read books mm-hmm. where one of the major themes is the holiday.
Yeah, but right? But my point is that at any other time of the year, why would this family be all together? Why would there be such issue with meeting sales goals?
Because the economy's crashing, our family's always in her business, and like, we don't need the holidays, right? The holidays just help the storyline move along. Like, this could be that he's just hasn't been seen for a while, right? Or it's near his birthday, or, you know, he wants to open another store, so he wants to make certain sales goals, and he can't do that as Sheffield's fucking around, right?
Yeah, you There's convinced me.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
Yay! Yeah.
Because I couldn't really think of any other time of year that something like this would work, even though I don't really know that I thought the story worked.
Right there. For me.
I'm so proud of you. Give her a gold star, Tom.
Let's Thanks, babe. Put one
up there for her.
I appreciate it.
At the very end of this book, we discover that Sam's family is all dead. All of them. He is essentially alone. Did this change your view of what he did to Jonathan?
Fuck no. Fuck no. Here's the thing. We just get this gloomy boy aesthetic from him, right? Mm-hmm. We don't ever really kind of understand why. It's more, as he's talking about it, it is insinuated in my brain that his family disowned him because of his queerness. That mm-hmm. was the more of the vibe I was getting. Not the fact that everybody was fucking dead.
Oh, I thought they were all dead.
I'd never thought about that for a second.
I thought they were all dead.
No, I just blame, you know, queerness, you know, because that's a thing still today that people just disown their humans that they've mm-hmm. made for that. So, I don't know. I don't think it was necessary, but I don't know how else to, like, I don't know.
I just don't know how you bounce back from that kind of lie. Like, yeah. That relationship, it doesn't feel like it can ever be reconciled. That you lied about having amnesia so you could trick him. Like, how do you ever like, bounce back from that?
I can see forgiving him. I can see letting him leave his job and not
But not having charges. A relationship.
No, I would never physically trust them ever again.
And I don't feel like they really had a close enough connection that it would have been something. It wasn't like they were in a long-term relationship. It wasn't like they had a close enough connection that it would have been like we need to stay together.
No, right. Like,
their lives weren't mingled. Other than he worked for him.
It fell flat in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of ways. And that was a good one of them. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I can't explain it, but my face says it. Guys, go watch us on YouTube. I'm making a lot of faces this episode.
Yeah. It just didn't work. Before I ask the last question, I just want to say, not the Taylor Swift black dog leaving your location shared. I know this book came out before Taylor's new album with the black dog, but
I know
the whole reason that Jonathan found Sam was because he still had his location shared. And I was just like, no.
Okay.
By the way, I am not an Apple user. So the location shared thing, like, it works differently for, for non-Apple users.
Yeah.
So if I share my location, it doesn't move with me.
Oh, see, mine does. Ours does.
It shares a drop point. And then you have to reshare it again. So
ours continuously shares. So I know where my kids are all the time.
That's almost worth switching to Apple.
All the time. I know where the girls are all the time. Liv's phone's not as great about updating as Piper's is with the location.
Now, but maybe if we had an app to share location, but what we are using is like Google Maps.
So I have Piper has a boy now. And his dad suggested Life 360, and
yes,
he uses that. And I've heard really good things about that. I believe the Eds used to use Life 360.
My kids don't have phones yet, but we are talking about getting a phone for the house, even if it's like a burner phone, because boys are old enough to, well, James is old enough to stay home by himself now, and I just don't want him to without phone.
We started around that age, too, and we got like a cheapy flip phone.
Yeah.
And put minutes on it.
That's like what I was telling Tom we should do.
Verizon let us put a cheapy burner phone. And what we would do is, like, Piper started doing, like, stuff outside the house without us at that age, right? Mm-hmm. And so we'd throw that thing in there just in case. She knew how to turn it on. The numbers that were in it back then were mine, Matt's, because her parent, Matt's mom was still down there. So Matt's mom and Alyssa. Mm-hmm. And if anybody got a phone call from that number, they knew it was Piper. We better get moving, right?
Right.
Because so
that's what we're talking about doing too.
Yeah. So put my
sorry, that was like way off track.
Totally off track. But
final thoughts.
This is a solid three. This story. He is an excellent writer. He knows what he's writing. He knows.
This is not proof that he's an excellent writer, though.
No, that's the thing. Like,
this concept was flawed from the beginning.
Oh, excuse me. It just feels lacking. Mm-hmm. It's like going to your favorite restaurant and you're ordering your favorite meal and it's missing one keynote flavor in the meal. And you're like sitting there going, this was fine, but what's it missing?
Yeah.
And you're just sitting there trying to figure out why your meal tastes were off the rest of the day.
Right. Yeah, I'm disappointed in it, but that doesn't mean I won't read him again. To me, even though he's written a lot more books, this feels like the sophomore slump to me. Because Boyfriend Material was his first, like, real, hit.
If his name wasn't on this, this would feel like a new author to me.
And it's a very out there concept compared to what his other books are.
I bet I could write it better. I just don't want to.
Okay.
I don't want to.
Fair enough. Do you want to talk about what we're doing for the rest of this month?
Please.
All right. So next week we're reading this book, Big Swiss by Jen Began.
Okay. So this is a Venn diagram of pretentious and weird. Okay. You know how like there's weird books and there's pretentious books. This is where they meet. And that's where Big Swiss is, guys. I didn't think
this book was pretentious.
There are so many pretentious big kid words in there. The overlapping. No, not for April. Okay, we'll talk about it next week.
And then we're going to end the month with The Celebrants by Stephen Rowley. And
I'm so excited.
We read The Gunkle for our first Pride as well in 2022, season two. And I am halfway through this one and quite enjoying it. So I can't wait. I can't wait to talk about it. It's good. I'm listening to the audiobook because he once again narrates and
his voice is so perfect.
Huh?
I love when he does that.
I don't always like it when an author does that, but like
him and Travis Baldry can read their own books. I'm good with those two. Nobody else is allowed to do it.
Him with who?
Travis Baldry.
Yeah.
Did
Legends and Lattes. Legends but and he Lattes. Was an audiobook narrator before he wrote
exactly,
Legends
that's
and
why
Lattes.
He's allowed to do it.
Yeah.
everybody other than that, no.
Or if you write a memoir, you can narrate it, because I prefer
Fine.
That.
Fine. Except for the Britney Spears one. I'm glad Michelle Williams did that.
I probably will never read it, so I don't really care.
It was sad.
But all right, so that will be the end of Pride Month, the end of June, and the end of the season.
Hot damn. So we got... Go ahead.
Smut Girl Summer starts in June, so we are starting that now. So check social media. We'll post, Katie and I will post, like our things. We have a whole season, our whole summer already planned out.
She does.
And I'm currently reading a book that's not for pod or for Smut Girl Summer.
So. Atta girl. I have been researching death row inmates.
That sounds fun.
It's depressing.
I imagine.
It's depressing. But this book is going well. I have broken it down to three acts. I pretty much have my beginning and my ending. I just kind of have to fill the middle. And yeah. I am freaking out because I actually am going to have a first draft by the end of the summer. And I'm panicking.
I'm so excited for you.
Nope.
I have to read a friend of mine's book this summer. I'm supposed to be beta reading for him. And I've read the first three chapters. And I've had the book for like a year.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Get on that.
Well, I was supposed to read it when I was off for surgery, and then I didn't have surgery, so I did tell him that I will read it this summer.
Would you have time this summer?
I should. I should have time this summer. We're normally really busy for summer reading, but my library is going through some renovations, and so I'm not doing a lot of programming this summer, so.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Yeah. I'm going to do it ready.
What?
I'm being a child.
Great. Okay, so, listen, season 7.
We are not joking, guys. Catch up on your reading. Make sure all your summer reading is done, that your TBR is cleared, because when September comes...
You're gonna want to start reading in August. You're gonna want to start reading along with us in August.
Also, pay attention to our social medias, because, things will be going up. Things are going to be happening... There may be events.
And our website, there is a tab on our website. There's a page called Read Along. And I always have at least a month's worth of books listed there. So that's always a great place to figure out what we're 100%. Reading as well. I'm going to see you this summer.
I know. I'm so excited.
I'm going to see you this summer, and I'm going to see Katie this summer. It's just, like, crazy. I'm excited.
We just saw each other, too, so yay.
I know. Look at us getting to see each other twice in a year.
Holy damn.
I know. Well, that's it. We'll see you next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for joining us on Book Besties. Don't forget to like and subscribe. The views discussed here are those of April and Molly, not those of anyone else. Today's book was 10 Things That Never Happened by Alexis Hall. Your book besties are Molly Biggs and April Watkins, editing by Thomas Watkins, and music is Sleep Sweetly by Prigida. Don't forget to follow the book besties on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. If you'd like to contact the book besties, please email us at bookbestiespod@gmail.com or visit our website, bookbestiespodcast.com. Until next time, besties, get lost in your favorite book.